Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The leaders of the group of 20, the G20, agreeing at a summit on Thursday to refrain from currency moves that would hurt each other's economies. A draft statement from the group says, quote, "We commit to conduct our economic policies responsibly with regard to the impact on other countries and to refrain from competitive devaluation of our currencies." The draft statement lists further G20 agreements to increase resources for the International Monetary Fund, multilateral development banks, and for trade finance, while leaving as blanks the exact amounts of any increases. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 75.38. It's down 237 points. The NASDAQ at 1496 is down almost 49, and the S&P 500 is at 950.5, and it's down almost 25.5 points.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Joining us now with the first look of the week at the agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. The big news is obviously going to be the storm system that is bringing another round of particularly heavy snow, more than a foot of snow in some areas, to the upper Midwest, along with winds that will be in excess of 40 miles per hour. That's going to cause more problems for the flood-ravaged areas of North Dakota, portions of eastern South Dakota and Minnesota. And that storm system is also going to be bringing some more moisture into the heart of the Corn Belt, but the moisture a little more tolerable as rain, although there will be some areas that see an expansion of the flooding situation, generally in river basins and any drainage streams across the Midwest. Things are getting a little bit soggy, and it looks like the continuation of a very active weather pattern is in store for us for at least the next week. And computer models are not in great agreement, but some areas could continue to see an active weather pattern for at least the next 2 weeks. So very wet conditions. We do need a warm-up. We need dry and warmer conditions across a large portion of the area, so I can start setting our sights on putting some seed in the ground, but it's going to be a while if we continue with the cooler and drier conditions. Forecast wetter for the Midwest compared to the forecast from late last week. We were talking about wet conditions late last week. Frequent storm systems expected to keep the region too wet for any significant field work. Again, a blizzard will occur across the northwestern Corn Belt, bringing snowfall totals of up to 14 inches. Locally more from the Dakotas into central and northern Minnesota. Snow increasing the flood potential for the Red River Basin later in April, but cool temperatures this weekend will limit the melt of snow, and the Red River should continue to recede. It's dropped as much as 2 feet in some areas, around 18 inches to 2 feet since cresting early in the weekend. Once the snowpack in the northern plains melts, flooding will resume, but the flood levels on the Red River not likely to be as significant as the current flood situation. That being said, important to note that flooding of farmland will be still be a problem along the muddy fields, resulting in extended delays to spring planting, and that will continue until the ground warms up and firms up across the region. Across the Delta in the southeast, Georgia got back into a drought situation, as much as 70%, at least in moderate drought. That was before the weekend rains brought heavy precipitation there. They saw as much as 2.5 to 4 inches of rainfall, and local reports of more than 7 inches of rain in Georgia. Rainfall in other areas from the eastern central portion of Mississippi through the Carolinas and the southeastern Virginias, generally from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, and a few local amounts better than 2 inches. The Delta through northern Alabama received trace amounts up to 0.5 inch and a few local amounts near 1 inch. The Delta in the southeast will continue to see the wet weather pattern during the next 10 days, precipitation events occurring too frequently to allow the soil to firm up enough for any field work, and some areas remaining flooded. Flood conditions will worsen from southeastern Alabama into South Carolina for the middle of this week, with heavy rain expected in the region. Other locations seeing a gradual improvement in the flood condition, but rivers and streams running at high levels, leaving many areas vulnerable to new flooding if any heavy precipitation returns anytime soon. And quickly taking a look at Argentina, rain is expected for the second half of the work week into the weekend, a generalized rain that will offer an opportunity for improvement in late-season double-crop soybeans in Buenos Aires, where moisture stress continues to be a concern. And in Brazil, rain was reported in much of Brazil at one time or another over the past 3 days, and it looks like southern Brazil will not receive much rain until the weekend and early next week, but even then, moisture is expected to be erratic and light. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
You can get the opening and closing market prices and analysis every day by telephone. Twice daily by 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. That's Central Time. We update the portal. Call 217-333-3434. It will let you keep up with the markets on the go, in the fields, away from your computer, wherever you are. The number, 217-333-3434.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 5.53, up three, last trade up a quarter. July, 5.61 and a quarter, up three quarters, last trade up a half. May wheat to the Board of Trade open at 5.09, up one and three quarters, last trade down two and a quarter. July, 5.18 and three quarters, down one and a quarter, last trade down two and a half. May corn open at 3.87 and three quarters, up three quarters, last trade down five and a quarter. July, 3.97 and a half, unchanged, last trade down five and a half. December, 4.21 and a half, up two and a quarter, last trade down five and a half. May beans open at 9.17 and a half, up a half, last trade down 12 and a half. July, 9.15, down a quarter, last trade down 12 and a quarter. November, 8.61, up a quarter, last trade down 10. May soybean meal open at 284.30, up 50, last trade down 4.20. May soybean oil open at 32.47, up 5, last trade down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, on the overnight, we had follow-through off of the close that we saw last Friday. What's the market trying to tell us?
Well, I think most of that, we actually started somewhat firm last night, and I think the selling came in because the outside markets, the announcement that the GM CEO was stepping down due to the issues that they have, and to some extent from the White House basically asking him to step down, he's agreed to resign. You've turned your outside markets on tail, dollars up 850 points this morning, crude oil's down $2.25, and your stock market's sitting here down, I think it was down 220 last I saw it, Dave. So your outside markets are weighing on us as much as anything. We did get some decent rain out in the plains. Starting to sense a little bit of talk about this wet weather out in the plains, northern plains in particular, how that could affect spring wheat acres, and that we might end up seeing a few acres out there come back into either soybeans or corn. So it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they poo-poo the planting numbers tomorrow morning if we end up with something out of whack. Somebody will just come right back in and say, oh, that'll all change type thing, and we'll start talking that. I think it's going to be very interesting to look at the stocks and all positions reports tomorrow to see what kind of usage we've had. We may be looking at some of our biggest ending stocks numbers that we've had in a while on corn and beans. On corn rather, and beans, one of the tighter situations we've had since 2004 on bean stocks. So those will be things we'll have to watch also.
A question I have is, what is the working number the trade has for planted acres? What are they working off of right now?
Total planted acres? Yep. Or, well, I mean, the average trade guess was 84.55 on corn, and I think people are looking for something less than that myself, something down in that 83 to 83.5 area. is what I think the trade's actually thinking at this point. I thought the bean number would come in somewhere in excess of 80, and it's 79 and a quarter. And I think they're looking at something up right around 80 is what I'm thinking, Dave.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get to your quick calls then for the grains this morning.
I think you have to look at corn being down 4 to 6. I think beans will be down 12 to 15, and I think wheat will be marginally lower. I'm not sure why it's finding support when we got the rain out there. Maybe we just took enough out of it last week. So I'll call wheat down 3 to 5 also.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org.